Hello, and welcome to a magnificently chilled out edition of Daily Info Toxcast. The sun is in the sky is blue, it is July, it is unprecedentedly hot. We are Daily Info Toxcast, and we are going to be bringing you all about the things to do in this upcoming week of glorious sunshine.
I'm Anais Higgins.
And I'm Alan Collinson.
And to kick us off tonight, we have a quiz. But not just your standard pub quiz.
No, I'm bored with quizzes.
We don't just do the usual events. We do something with a bit of a difference.
Yeah.
This is a quiz at the Museum of the History of Science on Broad Street. And it starts at 6:30 tonight. Mm-hmm. You can go along with a team of three or four, or you can just turn up. There'll be people who can join a team. You know, no pressure. It's a vaguely nature-themed quiz, natural history knowledge, mm-hmm. but there's also general knowledge. You don't have to be a kind of natural history buff or work in one of the museums in Oxford to manage it. You'll be fine.
Although the winning team will probably be someone from the Museum of History of Science.
Like when we went to the Bigger Boat film quiz and yeah. the people from the UPP were up there with the greats. But it's completely
advantage.
Free. Yeah. So nothing to lose, apart from maybe a bit of pride.
I have no dignity to lose, Anais.
I went to a very hard quiz with my family, who are not good at quizzes recently, and we called ourselves team name second to last, thinking, we came last.
It's awful when you try and like downplay yourself and still fail, isn't it?
Still fail, yes. So at the Museum of History of Science tonight, drinks are available, mm-hmm. and we all need to hydrate in this weather, but also alcohol does give a certain power to the mind. And there are scientific prizes,
yeah,
possibly
very nice.
From the gift shop. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it sounds like it's going to be really fun, and hopefully, if it's a success, it will be something that happens more regularly.
I think
quizzes in museums are a good thing.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. Especially given that Oxford museums need all the encouragement to stay open they can get. What with the Natural History Museum closing its doors for 6 months.
Only to refurbish.
That's
right. There's going to be people banging the doors down next January to get back in.
Mm. So tonight, Wednesday, the 17th of July, at the Museum of the History of Science.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, I've got something also inside. We're not really sticking well with the kind of head outside theme that I suggested.
We did a lot of outside last week. This week, I think it's more chilled out.
Lovely.
Take it easy.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you can be taking it easy, or you could be taking it a bit more hard or rocking at the O2 Academy tomorrow night on Thursday. You can go and see some great music from a pair of rising stars, from the United States. They are called Two Gallants, and they are playing at the O2 Academy. So they are a kind of a folk rock duo from San Francisco.
Ooh, very cool.
Yeah.
San Fran. Very cool.
They are named after a short story by James Joyce. So quite intellectual staking out there, but the music is actually really, really good. Go and have a listen to it. It's a kind of great blend of indie rock with also a kind of also a mellow folky sound on some of the songs. So it's a nice halfway house between those two. And they also, it doesn't matter how hostile a crowd they get, they will not be able to beat a performance they had a couple of years ago in Texas, where a policeman broke in and tased the band. Or tasered.
Why would he do that?
Well, apparently there was a noise complaint, and Texans being what they are, you know, he decided a bit of tasering would sort out these rambunctious
that
musicians.
That definitely wouldn't happen at the O2 in Oxford.
One can only hope.
On a Thursday night.
Exactly. What about something else?
Well, something outdoors. Having said we're not doing
much
outdoors, here is something outdoors. Oxage Across Portals. It's an original new piece of street theatre which will guide you from Tower Street to various locations around the city whilst telling you a story of power, tyranny and broken worlds. And it begins tonight.
Well, there
so
we go.
So you might just come across it if you're not, you know, planning on going. You might just come across it. It's new street theatre. It's not some crazy goons. It's branded as a walking tour with a difference, and it definitely sounds really different. And there isn't really actually that much street theatre in Oxford, as much as there are some kind of themed tours.
Yeah.
I think this is actually a good combination, so for locals to kind of experience the city and theatre in a different way, but also for tourists to think, wow, I didn't realise all this facts about Oxford.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure they'll get people thinking it's a proper walking tour about the history, so that will be interesting.
I love a good walking tour, and Oxford is just such a wonderful location for it as well. There'll be these kind of little hidden courtyards and, you know, secret streets
So that's kind of built into their story.
Oh.
And at the end, it's all about kind of what decision will you choose, which way will you choose?
Oh.
So possibly audience partying to go down two different streets. Not entirely sure, but it sounds, with all the spaces in Oxford, it sounds like it's a really good use of the city. And everyone else thinks so too, because tonight and tomorrow are actually sold out.
Oh.
But there are tickets for Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
But obviously it's limited spaces,
mm-hmm.
so you've got to book in early if you want to experience this new adventure through Oxford's alternate reality, 7:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday, as well as tonight and tomorrow. Yeah. But sold out. Too good.
There we go. I've gone on a few walking tours of the city late at night after I've been experiencing a bit of an alternate reality in Oxford, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they've been very vocal as well.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so heading back inside, you just can't get away, but at least somewhere with air conditioning, because this week is being released in the cinemas the final instalment in the much-anticipated Cornetto trilogy.
Dun, dun, dun!
Thank you very much. Do you know what the Cornetto trilogy is?
I do.
Yes. It's difficult since we went through the script before we did this, but...
No, Orla told me.
Okay,
I wouldn't have known if I didn't work with people who are very into film.
It's our Oxford's resident film expert, but you don't have to be a film expert to enjoy it. It is the much-loved trilogy of Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and now new The World's End, starring, of course, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, and directed by Edgar Wright. Brilliant, brilliant trio, creative trio. Absolutely stunning. The first two were instant cult classics, and I'm certain that this one will be as well. But so that you can enjoy it in its completeness...
And if you haven't seen the previous ones, so that you can be initiated...
Exactly, in a foul ritual. The View Cinema are showing the entire Cornetto trilogy on Thursday night at The View, just outside of Oxford, and then they're going to be following it up with a midnight screening of the new film, The World's End.
Right.
So you can see it on the first day of release this Friday.
And can you explain why it's called the Cornetto trilogy?
Well, it's because in each one there is a kind of thematic, clever element linking all three, namely a cornetto, which is requested by Nick Frost and eaten in all three of them.
I see.
Yeah.
So look out for the cornettos.
Exactly. It's like a secret Easter egg made of chocolate and ice cream. Well, much like a real Easter egg.
And, you know, if this is the weather, you'd want a cornetto.
Exactly.
So even if the films don't appeal, we're mentioning ice cream, you probably should go along if there's ice cream featuring.
Exactly.
Whether or not it's on screen or not.
Okay, something a little bit more cerebral, maybe.
Yes, maybe. Art in Action, which is happening this weekend, is a massive event which has been running in Oxfordshire since the late 70s.
Wow.
And opens its doors again tomorrow for 4 days of demonstrations, discussions with artists and craftspeople. And it happens at Waterperry House and Gardens near Wheatley.
What
beautiful.
A lovely location. Yeah.
So there are exhibitions and classes and talks and discussions and performances, really buzzing atmosphere, and it's for young and old. And this year there's also a special emphasis on newcomers and young artists. And the event came about because rarely do you get the opportunity to actually see how art is made, and this event means you can see the processes and meet the personalities behind pieces of work.
And of course it lets the artists out the cage a bit, isn't it? Because it's a solitary
location.
It lets
you see how crazy some artists are, exactly. You can go along, it'd be a bit like a day at the zoo maybe for some. No, I think most artists are probably fine. And all art forms are champions, so there's going to be some really traditional work and contemporary, and it's art and crafts, and there's also stalls and tours around the garden and the house. So basically, it's just a brilliant day out waiting to happen.
Amazing.
And there's indoor and out, so you can be warm, you can be cool.
Mm. God, we're really harping on the weather a bit this day, aren't we? Something actually which is not sort of in our repertoire this week, but I thought I would briefly mention, because I did it this weekend, it was brilliant, is you can go wild swimming in the river off Port Meadow.
I knew Port Meadow's kind of like common ground, it's pretty cool for anything, but wouldn't have thought to go wild swimming there. No. I thought you had to leave the city to go wild swimming.
I know, well, that's the thing, Port Meadow is so close, we are so lucky in that Oxford is right in the middle of the countryside, and there's these kind of vast tracts of it that kind of thrust their way into the city, like Port Meadow and Christchurch Meadow, and you can just pop along. There were lots of people doing it last Saturday. Assuming that the weather holds this weekend, I'm sure there will be even more. Head along, just walk up from Jericho and just dip in the river. It's absolutely lovely.
But mind the poo.
Yeah, don't drink any, I would say. I think
don't drink any poo.
No, I think that's good advice in almost any arena of life, actually.
Can you tell me something maybe in another beautiful setting?
Absolutely. Well, it's Garsington Opera at Wormsley Manor. You might have missed out this year on the Rossini and the Mozart, because their season is now coming
to an end. And the Humperdinck.
We
forget the Humperdinck, Alwyn.
Sorry. I wouldn't want to put Engelbert in less than his rightful place. It's not too late, however, to catch some opera at Wormsley Manor, because this Friday and Saturday you can see Road Rage, which is a community opera.
Quite a strong title, isn't it, for an opera?
I know, exactly.
Road Rage.
Road Rage. Well, apparently it is a gripping story about village life, Roman history, and planning permission. Yeah, I know, it's a great combination. All of it set to music and staged in magnificent style, with everything from flying beatboxers to ensemble choruses. And of course, because it is a community opera, many, many parts, most of the chorus, are filled by members of the local community. Everyone from 6-year-old school kids to 86-year-old pensioners.
That's great. I heard that in Hansel and Gretel as well, they had some of the local school children performing. So they seem to have really kind of integrated, because obviously they bring in all these people, all this money, and it's good that there is still an element of, we're here for you.
Yeah, a local
local, can come on our stage.
Local community, brilliant. Anyway, if you're interested, that is on at Wormsley Manor near Watlington. It's just over the border into Buckinghamshire. But we're letting you in, Wormsley. We're letting you into our Oxfordshire events podcast. Tickets are just £10, so you really have no excuse not to check it out. It's on 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday with a 2:30 matinee on Saturday.
On Friday night, there's another music style you can experience. Voice, not The Voice, not the Trashy TV, a band called Voice.
Wait, are we calling Voice Trashy TV now?
I mean, come on. Yeah. It always has been.
Pretty dreadful. Rip-off of a rip-off, isn't
rip-off
it?
Rip-off of a rip-off of a rip-off. It's not even meta. It's just... So Voice are a three-part female a cappella group who perform songs spanning continents and history.
Wow.
They sound pretty epic.
That's quite a ostentatious boast there, I have to say.
Oh, but they know. I think they can hold up to it. Okay. They're launching their new album at St. John the Evangelist Church on Iffley Road. Mm-hmm. And these three girls have been friends since they were 12, and they met as part of the Oxford Girls Choir. So they're from Oxford, mm-hmm. Oxford originally. And they formed as a group in 2006. And they perform sublime, unique harmonies. And so the SJE Church is a perfect location and perfect acoustics for their very ethereal mm-hmm. music. They get songs composed for them. They've got kind of queues of British composers wanting to commission work with them. And they often choose a really poetic lyrics to sing, such as Christina Rossetti.
Oh, lovely.
Very good.
Goblin Market style.
Maybe they feature that one.
I hope
Goblin Market doesn't quite have the right ring to it, though.
What, you think it should be more cerebral and beautiful?
Well, you know, they do kind of quite choral music. I can't see Goblin Market kind of sounding too good.
This is English. Live with it, okay? It's full of Anglo-Saxon consonant sounds.
Well, as a group, they want to digress the barriers and pigeonholes of the music world. So maybe they are going to do a very smooth choral version of Goblin Market.
Well, I think we have a little bit of their music actually now, don't we?
We do, exactly. So prepare to be mesmerised. Go along on Friday, 19th of July, from 7:30 to the St. John the Evangelist Church.
Lovely. Brilliant. Well, if music isn't quite your thing, because we have covered quite a lot of it now.
And there's more to come.
There absolutely is. The best is yet to come. Not that we're partial. But there is some wonderful theatre on this Friday and Saturday. It's on this week at the Old Fire Station. It's actually three pieces of theatre. All of its new writing inspired by the war in Afghanistan. So... the pieces are called Red, White and Blue, Casualties of War, and they are performed by the Deck Theatre Company. Now, this is a local company. They did last year's incredibly popular show, Quiz Night at the Britannia, which was actually set in a pub quiz, which the audience...
And they've been to Edinburgh a few times as well.
Yes.
And they've toured a bit.
Absolutely, yeah. So they're good. You know they're good. And this production draws on real testimony of soldiers returning from Afghanistan. So I think it should be thought-provoking and challenging, and maybe... take a look at a war that I think most of us have kind of already beginning to forget, actually.
And there isn't really that much of that kind of verbatim or topical theatre like happening at the moment. It's so much like some of Shakespeare and that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
It's something maybe a little bit more engaging up there
exactly.
in the brain.
After all, whenever I think of something sort of, you know, lo-fi, turn off the brain entertainment, I immediately go to Shakespeare. It's just so old hat.
In
know?
Oxford.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you want that, head to the Old Fire Station this Friday and Saturday.
If you want to find out more about any of the events we've spoken about so far, or any other event which might or might not be happening in Oxford or Oxfordshire, then look at our website, www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
Or alternatively, if you have no truck with events because you're busy with your life, we also have you covered, because we have jobs, we have rooms to let, and we have things to buy and places for you to sell your things that you bought and no longer want. Anyway, now moving on to what I'll confess, for me, is the main event of this week's...
It's the main event of my life.
Everything is culminating to this one point. It is, of course, 3, 2, 1,
Truck Festival.
Ah, oh, it's this weekend. Oh, that was good. Thanks for the timing on that one.
Oh, I'm not very good at timing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well done, us. We got through that.
Enough self-congratulation. Let's tell the listeners about Truck. It's on this weekend, this Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, down on Hill Farm in Steventon, just south of Abingdon. Mm-hmm. There are only like 100 or something tickets left, 50 tickets left, 10 tickets left. Who knows? There aren't many tickets left.
The number will go down every time you listen to this podcast over and over again, which I assume you are all doing.
So you must book your ticket because it's going to be so much fun. The weather's going to be amazing. They've got loads of new stages, loads of new bands.
Seriously, like I've been to Truck a couple of times before and it's always been really good. It's always really nicely straddled the point been having like a big cosmopolitan festival feel and also feeling kind of friendly and local and family friendly. But this year, it really is looking like it's going to blow us all away. Like, they've got, as you said, new stages. They've got some great headliners, some indie rock and pop stars. They've got Spiritualized, The Horrors, Ash, The Subways, and my personal favourite, Dan Lesac and Scroobius Pip, who are brilliant. Go.
Very different.
Pause the podcast this minute. Go YouTube Thou Shalt Always Kill. brilliant rap, hip-hop fusion, amazing. But also they've got the Oxford Playhouse tent.
Yeah. So there's going to be shows which are for families, but I think also for, you know, a hungover Saturday morning.
Mm.
It's exactly that kind of entertainment.
I regress to a pretty childlike state when I'm hungover. They've got some great food as well. I mean, in addition to the usual cheap, tasty Rotary Club food,
that
which is
amazing.
Going to a good cause, yeah, nothing like a good Rotary Club burger. And there'll be a food festival there for all your kind of swish, sushi, vegan, vegetarian, chilled cocktails need.
Yum.
Mm, I know. Oh, suddenly the Rotary Club burger isn't looking so good anymore.
Oh, no, I've got a place for all of the types of food, you know. Gosh, you know, I'll make room.
Glad to hear it.
So Truck Festival is happening this Friday and Saturday. You can still buy tickets. We say that now. Maybe by the time you listen to this, you can't. So go buy tickets now. There's another festival, I think, happening this weekend.
There is. You can drink some alcohol for a good cause, which sounds like a good combination to me. Mm. It is the Hook Norton Festival of Fine Ales. So it's going on in Hook Norton Village this Saturday. And the beer is all donated by Hook Norton Brewery and some other brewers from across the UK, with all of the money then raised from the festival going to charity.
They've raised thousands and thousands in previous years, haven't they?
I think it's like £20,000 they've raised.
They do well. Yeah. I mean, they've got a good premise, haven't they?
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to fund things like cancer research at the John Radcliffe Hospital. So it's £3 entry for the festival, and then the beers are £1.50 per half pint. So that's pretty good, you know, a good rate to try out some amazing handcrafted ales from across the UK. And really, at those prices, I mean, that's barely anything at all. So, you know, if you wanted to hop along...
Oh, don't do this. You always do this at the end of your features as well.
What are you talking about? I'm just talking about the amazing events, you know. It's good booze that we can go along to this festival. That one didn't really work, did it?
Oh, did you make that one up now?
Yeah, that was kind of off the cuff.
Yeah, no, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, thank you.
It was definitely weaker than the pre-prepared ones.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, the Hook Norton Festival is Saturday. Starts at noon, carries on until the ale runs out. And if you go along, you will have an ale of a time.
Great. There's another festival, probably with a lot less alcohol starting this
week. Moving swiftly on.
It's the Film Oxford Summer Screen Festival. Mm-hmm. There are loads of events which are for young people and all about getting involved in films. So there's workshops on how to make films and animations. Mm-hmm. There's how to make a one-minute YouTube video to be a YouTube sensation.
Right.
Or be inspired by exhibitions at Modern Art Oxford and create a digital response. So lots of different styles. But there's something which is for big kids and little kids on Saturday, which is Film Under the Stars. So they're doing several Film Under the Stars screening for the Summer Screen Festival. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday at Hinksey Park, they're showing Tangled at 9 p.m.
Lovely.
Exactly. Yeah. Great family film. Bring a blanket and a picnic. You can bring whatever you want and enjoy the movie. And it's completely free. You obviously want to get there early, though, because you want to bag mm-hmm. to a good place. And there's lots more events happening, like I say, as part of Summer Screen, which is from this Saturday 20th to Sunday 28th. So look on the Film Oxford or Summer Screen website for more.
Fantastic. Oh. And I think there's something going on Monday night as well.
This is Monday's chilling out after truck night, I think. There's an intimate evening of poetry and spoken word and stories and music at the Gardener's Arms on Plantation Road in Jericho.
Oh, lovely pub. Absolutely lovely.
Exactly.
All vegetarian. Lovely vegetarian meals.
Really cosy. Mm-hmm. Very nice place. Bit off the beaten track as well, so not really busy. Good atmosphere. So Hear the Word is their open mic night, which happens every other month. So it's not very frequent, so it's worth catching, because it's a little bit special. Mm-hmm. It's not kind of, you know, really, really regular.
Give people time to write new poems in between.
Yeah, yeah. It's quality. Mm-hmm. It's not people going as well being like, oh, I did this last week, so I thought I'd just do it again this week. You know, you're going to get original.
You're
first
so jaded. Oh, I can just see you sitting there in the front row at every damn poetry event in your black turtleneck, like with your beret on,
I hate turtlenecks.
I've heard this so many times.
Well, this is an open mic, which maybe I might not be like that at. And the Gardener's Arms also host a really good pub quiz on a Sunday. So mm-hmm. if you're around for that, that's a good thing. But Monday is the evening for relaxing with music and stories. And, again, a pro, it's completely free.
Fantastic.
So you can just have your amazing veggie mm-hmm. food, have your drinks, listen to the mm-hmm. poetry and spoken word and art. But, you know,
it's
save
good.
The money for the booze.
It's good that we're advertising all these free events and at the same time advising people to drink a lot of alcohol. You know,
that's
it's
basically all we're talking about in this podcast.
Or go for a lovely refreshing swim in the river, you know. Health or...
But don't get drunk before you do that.
No, that would probably be a bad combination.
I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah. All right, so finally, to wrap up, something once again more cerebral. Oh, no, of course, for Anaïse, this is just, you know, kind of lo-fi, turn your brain off entertainment. Anaïse has seen it all, you know. It's difficult to impress her, but maybe the Enchanted Players are going to succeed. They are a theatre company based in Reading, and this summer they are touring an updated Much Ado About Nothing. They are bringing it to the Said Business School's rooftop amphitheatre, which is a lovely, lovely venue.
Very nice.
Which been previously used in the last few years for Creations Theatre Summer Shakespeare Productions.
Tried and tested.
Absolutely. You've broken it in, and now it's time for the Enchanted Players. They are staging Much Ado About Nothing in a modern-day nightclub. So
that will feature booze.
It will indeed. What a surprise. We will see the reluctant lovers Benedict and Beatrice banter their way through to finally just hooking up. And, of course, that's on from Tuesday to Saturday next week at 7:30. And, of course, you could also go and see Joss Whedon's adaptation. Yeah.
Then you could write an essay comparing and contrasting the two. Do a case study.
Now you know
modern adaptations.
Now you know how Anaïse spends her weekday nights when she isn't disapprovingly sneering at poetry readings. Anyway, if you've enjoyed any of the listings that we've given you here, you can find out more on our website.
www.dailyinfo.co.uk,
where you can also buy lots of other things
and sell lots of other things,
but not alcohol. No,
and you can also find a job with which to buy other things, not alcohol.
Yeah,
and you can find some, like, a room to stay to drink the alcohol in.
This has been a very boozy Daily Info podcast.
Thank you for listening.